This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Whip Accident North of Las Vegas. In the late afternoon of Tuesday, March 11th, 2008, a shipment of transuranic waste destined for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, drove off Interstate Highway I-25 through a snow fence and into a field north of Las Vegas, New Mexico. WIP officials reported no injuries to either of the drivers. There was no damage to the tractor trailer or to the three shipping containers called the TruPack 2. The TruPack 2 units remained on the trailer. WIP is the world's only deep geologic repository for transuranic nuclear waste, or TRU waste, generated from U.S. nuclear weapons manufacturing. WIP opened in March 1999 and receives waste from DOE sites around the country. Over 7.5 million miles have been driven to deliver about 6,500 shipments of waste to WIP over the last 9 years. There have been other accidents, but like the one this week, there was no known release of radioactive or hazardous materials. Casey Gadberry, director of the National TRU Program at the DOE Carlsbad Field Office, said there were no other vehicles or persons involved in the incident. When the shipment stopped in the field, it was on an embankment in soft soil. A tow truck was called to assist in returning the shipment to the interstate. Once there, the shipment was escorted by the New Mexico Department of Public Safety to a rest area approximately 2 miles away. The driver was transported to the local medical center in Las Vegas for observation and testing. The New Mexico State Police conducted an inspection of the WIP truck, which included a radiation survey. Afterwards, the state police directed the shipment to be moved to a hotel parking lot in Las Vegas to await the arrival of replacement drivers. The Las Vegas Police Department provided periodic security during this time. This winter, there have been several reports of WIP trucks being parked in the hotel parking lot. Las Vegas residents are concerned about this new DOE practice and want it stopped. The replacement drivers and the shipment left Las Vegas around midnight and arrived at the WIP facility around 7 a.m. Don Hancock of the Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, WIP has received about 30% of the total amount of waste allowed, so there are thousands more shipments still planned. It is essential that DOE, state officials, and citizens require the safest possible transportation system to prevent future accidents. Hancock added, it is also a concern that it was Visionary Solutions, the new WIP trucking company that was involved in the accident. That company was awarded a multi-million dollar contract last September, so it should provide exceptional performance. Hopefully, DOE will look carefully at the company's performance before deciding to extend that contract, end quote. The longtime WIP shipping company is CAST Specialty Transportation Incorporated of Henderson, Colorado, which has a local terminal in Carlsbad to support WIP transportation operations and has transported the majority of WIP shipments. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.